Good to see you. Yes, I might be a tad early. That's okay. Announcements are going to become pre-service announcements. How's that? We used to have pre-service singing. We get pre-service announcements. That'll work. The flowers are given by Shirley and Eugene Ponce in honor of their anniversary on the 27th. Happy anniversary. And as on anniversary notes, we are celebrating. Evidently, we only celebrate important anniversaries with cake and coffee afterwards at coffee hour. And if you don't get to 50, it's not one of the important ones. That's what I'm thinking. Okay? So, I say that because I had a friend that told his wife, what are you doing special? Is their 14th or 13th anniversary? What are you doing special? He said, nothing. It's not one of the important ones. Yeah, that didn't go over real well with any of the women that he knew in life. But we are celebrating 50 years. Wow. Wow. That is a lot of years. And there's a card out there. Please sign that. So coffee hour afterwards. And we got cake. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Birthdays. Angie Lopez's is on the 15th. And Bob and Sue Mott anniversary is on the 5th of September. Rummage sale, first weekend in November, because they couldn't get us Saturday before that. We're booked already. It's looking like a busy fall. So start thinking about that, and that's going to be really good. Do you need anything? Okay, Liz has an announcement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to remind everybody that, first of all, there will not be any Sunday school next week because of the Labor Day holiday. And then the following week will be Rally Sunday. We're having a lock-in for the kids the night before on Saturday night. So you need to see me if your kids are interested. And then on the Sunday, which is the 12th, we'll be doing the traditional picnic. We'll bring a dish to pass in your own plates and silverware if you can, and we'll provide meat and beverage, and we'll have games and lots of fun and some dirty, exhausted children. So we'll keep reminding you about that until the big day, but we're pretty excited. Thanks.
Amen. And Rally Sunday is, yeah, that's the 12th. Second Saturday Supper is the 11th. So we are back in our fall schedule already. We are there, and choir starts again, right? We're having a choir again, aren't we? This Thursday, we start having a choir again. So, fall is here. Congratulations. It's been a great summer. I have decided as pastor of this church that because we had such a great summer and everybody had so much fun, that for penitence, we have to all bring somebody to a Sunday service in September. That's what I've decided. So you have to bring a visitor in September. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. Any other announcements for this morning? Yes.
Today is Advent House Sunday. The blessing that we are getting is the children will be packing the lunches. However, we do need someone to volunteer to help us take the lunches over. Thank you, Cosette. I appreciate that very much. Mm-hmm. That went fast.
That went fast. Okay. Let's enter into worship.
Thank you.
Good morning. Please join me in the call to worship. May your name, O Lord, endure forever. May your name increase as long as the sun shines. And let men bless themselves by you. All nations bless you. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who alone works wonders. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And may the whole earth be filled with his glory. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord, I thank you for the most indescribable gift of all, the gift of your Son, Jesus. May your love and generosity empower me to honor you with my life and blessings. Help me to grow through your Spirit and Word. Help me to be the person you created me to be. Help us to be the church you called us to be. Through Christ I pray. Amen. The first reading today comes from 1 John 4, verses 7 to 16. This is a series of letters that John probably wrote while he was in Ephesus, shortly before his exile. Everyone believes love is important, but we usually think of it as a feeling. Love is a choice and an action. Dear friends, let us practice loving each other, for love comes from God, and those who are loving and kind show that they are the children of God, and that they are getting to know him better. But if a person isn't loving and kind, it shows that he doesn't know God, for God is love. God showed how much he loved us by sending his only Son into this wicked world to bring us eternal life through his death. In this act, we see what real love is. It is not our love for God, but his love for us when he sent his Son to satisfy God's anger against our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us as much as that, we surely ought to love each other too. For though we have never yet seen God, when we love each other, God lives in us, and his love within us grows even stronger. And he has put his own Holy Spirit into our hearts as proof to us that we are living with him and he with us. And furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now tell all the world that God sent his Son to be their Savior. Anyone who believes and says that Jesus is the Son of God has God living in him, and he is living with God.
Morning.
Good morning.
This morning we have we're going to do a kitchen band for you, and we're going to sing, and we encourage you to sing along with us. The first song we're going to do is "Do Lord," and then we're going to do that. Give me that old time religion, and I'm betting if you don't know it, that one's in your brown book. But I didn't have time to look through the hymnal to find it. So, please sing along with us, and we'll have a great time. All right.
Now, if you didn't show up today, you'd have missed that. Think of that. Think of that. And how could somebody describe that to you? What you missed. That was good. I tell you, good things are happening. And speaking of that old-time religion, see the cartoon? Should have planned sooner for retirement. Yeah, some of us have been in that place one time or another. But the real question is, are we planning for eternal retirement? That takes a little planning too. Eternal. Eternal is a lot longer than regular retirement. It is. And it says in Matthew, Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal." And we store up treasures in heaven by giving to God. Giving to God. Our time, talents, this morning our money. Giving to God a little bit of what He has given to us. He gives to us, we give to Him. He gives to us, we give to Him. Great cycle to be in. So I invite you this morning to worship God with your giving. Father, we thank You for this opportunity to give back to You a little bit of what You've given to us. You take such good care of us. We are so thankful. Lord, we pray that You'll bless Your people as they've joyfully given unto You. Bless this offering that every need of Mayflower Church itself will be met, and there'll be abundance left over to spread Your word and do Your work in this community. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The love chapter. Very popular at weddings. But I'm not sure that's the exact reason that God put this portion of Scripture in here. So let's find out. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we're going to start reading at verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love does not brag. It is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. I think it's the NIV version that puts, is not rude. I like that. Does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love. God is love. We've been looking all summer, off and on, at who God is. We looked at some of the different names of God. And we just can't get out of who God is unless we talk about God is love. God is love. Thus, in the first Bible reading, it says God is love. God is love. He doesn't just portray love. He doesn't just love. He is love. What in the world does that mean? We live in a society where, if you check your I have a random dictionary. You know, when I'm not online, I don't do books anymore. It's sad. I'm online. We were all without power once, one of the office days I was in here, I don't know, sometime back a ways. I was doing sermons, so I couldn't get on the internet. I can't do a sermon if I can't get on the internet anymore. I did for 30 years. I did sermons out of books. I can't do it no more. It's sad. If I don't have the internet, I can't do a sermon. Anyway, I know it's sad. I agree. It's sad. I used to have, you know, 4, 5, 6 books around my Bible all laid out. I got books I spent $100 for decades ago, you know, and do all this stuff. Now I'm on the internet. Bip, 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 bip. Got it. There it is. It's, you know, just really nice. Anyway, what's that got to do with anything? If you check your random dictionary, it says out of 16 definitions for love, 8 of them deal with sex. Yeah. That's the kind of culture we live in. I'm confused. They are confused. Yeah, yeah. You two want to get married. I'm doing a wedding here in a few weeks for my niece. You want to get married. Why do you want to get married? Well, she's hot. You know, of course I want to get married. She's hot. Number one prerequisite for getting married. What color are her eyes? I don't know, but she has a body. Woo! Look at that body. I'm getting married to that. And the divorce rate's at 51%. I don't know why. Love. What is love? What is love? God is love. What does that mean? Well, I knew God. See, God knew we were going to have all this problem with that word. So He wrote several places. There's several chapters in the Bible that deal with love. There are not several chapters that deal with a lot of things, including salvation, which is fairly important. But we have whole chapters of the Bible that deal with love. Chapter 13 is one of them. And this portion that I put out of here is kind of like a definition of love. Agape, love, the love of God, the kind of love that God is, the kind of love that God extends, and the kind of love that He will do through us if we allow Him to. Love is patient. We're not losing people already, are we? Love is patient. Yeah, but I'm not really good at patience. Are you really good at, I mean, being this whole person God wants you to be? Are you really good at that all by yourself anyway? See, we think, as human beings, we think human beings are basically good. Whereas the Bible says the human heart is evil. We think we're basically good because we compare ourselves with each other. Well, I'm not as bad as them. Say. But when we're comparing ourselves to God, then we fall a little bit short. Same with love. Well, I love because I get warm fuzzies. So.
Warm fuzzies come and go. Warm fuzzies actually have nothing to do with love. That is true. That is true. Now, Bill and Rilla probably have warm fuzzies after 50 years of marriage, but the average couple probably not. But they do, because they're sweet and wonderful. They are. We know this. Isn't that true? I mean, you lived with them, right? They sweet and wonderful. We have an eyewitness right there. Okay. Love is patient. Love is kind. See? It doesn't say love tells people how you feel at the moment. It says love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. Look at me. See? Look at me. I'm great at walking in love. That's why I like humility. If you get a badge for being humble and you wear the badge, see, it just kind of kills it right there, don't you? See, bragging about love. Well, but if I don't tell people what a great, wonderful person I am, who will tell them? How will they know? Maybe it don't matter. Maybe it's not all about you. See? Love. Now, because God is love, look what we can do here. See, how many mathematicians do I have in the bunch? Okay, if 2 plus 2 equals 4, then in our equation, wherever we have 2 plus 2, we can write 4 in there, right? You know equations, right, Bill? That is correct, right? See, if y equals 4, wherever I have y in the equation, I can put 4 in. Okay. God is love. So it says, God is patient. Yeah, we can do this. God is patient. Otherwise, why would he have put up with you for as long as he put up with you? Not you. I'm sorry. Them. Why would God put up with them as long as he put up with them? God is patient. God is kind. God is not jealous, although he is a jealous God. But not jealous in our human form of jealousy. I don't have near enough time to get into that. God does not brag and is not arrogant. See, that's why God does so many things behind the scenes that we can't see what God's doing. Because a lot of times we think, what is God doing? Well, God's not necessarily... Now, he's good at the flashy stuff. Every now and then he does some of the flashy stuff. You know, I mean, Jesus walked in, the funeral's coming out of Cana, he walks in, stops them, raises the boy from the dead. I mean, God can do the flashy stuff. But God's not always doing the flashy stuff. Because he's not trying to promote himself. He's not arrogant. He doesn't brag. Isn't rude. I was thinking this morning. I was thinking, you know, I've been in the ministry 35 years. I've had more rude things done to me in the name of God. Yeah. Things that I'm sure my banker has never had happen to him. That's true. I've never met the CEO of Bank of America. That's where I bank. Never met him. When I didn't show up, I mean, last week, I only made one deposit last week. I just saved it all, made one deposit at the end of the week. He didn't call me midway through the week and say, Rick, we've missed you at the bank. Where have you been? He didn't. No, I'm changing banks. Yeah. Didn't miss me. He didn't know who I am. And I'm sure that there are people that don't walk up to him and say, you know, jeez, you're just not a really good banker because you just shouldn't do that. But I've had people send me anonymous letters. Anonymous. You don't have the guts to sign your name. Anonymous letters. Dear Pastor, you are a horrible person for the following 1,000 reasons. I haven't had any of those here yet. I've only been here 2 years. Okay, yeah. Yeah, and then not sign it. If you're gonna send me a letter, at least sign your name to it. Or an email or a text message, you know. Yeah. God's not rude. God doesn't show up and just... God's just not rude. Love is not rude. It doesn't seek its own. It is not provoked. Doesn't take into account a wrong suffered. Which again is why we're not in worse trouble than we are. How many times have you wronged God? How many times have you wronged God this summer? This week. Hopefully not this morning. Hopefully we're doing okay. It's Sunday morning. We should be doing okay today so far, right? Hey. I don't know. Yeah. But he's not offended. Love does not, God does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. God bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. That's how he deals with us. Okay. Now, because we know that God is love, then sometimes people ask questions like, okay, now, if God is love, then why are bad things happening to good people on planet Earth? Ever hear that one? If God is love, then why this? Well, because God is love, but that's only one side of God. That's not the whole picture of God. But that is one side of God. That's who he is. But there's other sides of God too. Okay, God's just. God is fair. Get on the wrong side of God. God should be angry. See, but God is love. But that's not all of who he is. But for all of eternity, once we get past this age, that's about all we're going to see. Just like I'm presuming that all eternity passed before Satan decided he could overthrow God. That's the way, that's all they saw. It's the only side of God that he actually wants anybody to see or to deal with. And once we get sin out of the picture again, which we will shortly here, then that's the only side he has to show. See, when I'm behaving myself, all Barb has to do is love me. That's all she has to do. She's sweet, wonderful. See, but if I get out of line, then she's got to get me back on the right path again. See, that's her job. So notice there's a lot of, I get off the path easy. I don't know about you. I get off that path easy. And I don't want to get off the path. I don't know what happens. And why does God of love do all these bad things? He don't do it. He's not doing bad stuff. God is not doing the bad stuff. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every good and perfect gift comes from God. We are a fallen race on a fallen planet. And once this age is over, all that stuff's going to be gone. But right now we have to deal with that stuff. There is consequences of sin. That's what it is. Consequences from sin, from the garden end, from us sinning end, from whatever. Consequences of sin. We just live on a fallen planet. But now that we have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, we can go back to the love side of God. See, God loves us more than we can imagine. He overlooks our faults. He overlooks our sins. The second we ask for forgiveness, it's just oblivious. It's like we never sin. See, God's doing everything in his power without violating free will, everything within his power to get us where we need to be. Because he loves us. That's his sole motivation. His sole motivation. And now he comes and lives in us, if we have a right relationship with God through Jesus. He lives in us, so what should be coming out of us? Should be, right? If God's in us and God is flowing through us, what should be coming out of us? Does that mean when I see other human beings that I get the warm fuzzies all the time? Well, it's fairly warm in here now, but, you know, not so fuzzy, a little warm. No, love's not, when we're talking about the Bible kind of love, we're not talking about a feeling. We live in a very feeling culture, but we're not talking about the feeling of love. We're talking about the commitment of love. The Chrysler commercials used to have it right. On the Chrysler commercials, it used to say, love is a commitment. I thought, doggone, they got that right. Love is a commitment. Love is an action. See, love is not. Love is action. Love is patient. Love is kind. Not rude. Action. And that's what God deals with us. Action. So He loves us. So when we fall short, see, He don't give us what we deserve on our bad days. Amen. He don't give us what we deserve on our good days. Amen. Because on our good days, we still fall short. He deals with us because He loves us. He gives us chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. You look at some people and think, what in the world? Why don't somebody do something? Okay. And God said, no, just give them another chance. Give another chance. They're going to make it. He's very positive. He's a very positive person. Very positive. Very optimistic. And that's how He deals with us. Now the day is coming. There is a day of judgment coming. There's a day when all of this stuff that applies to our age here ends. And we start a new age. But we're not there yet. We're still here. And so, in spite of ourselves, God loves us. So we can go love other people. Yeah. We can't do it in our power. We can do it in His power working through us. God working through us. See, so I can be kind when I don't feel kind. I can't be kind all the time. I've tried that. I can't do it. Actually, I don't have any desire to be kind all the time. That's just too... You know people like that, don't you? I mean, I'm married to one. You are happy and kind all the time. You are so nice. Don't they drive you nuts being that nice? And so, see, that opposites attract. So I get to be the bad person and she gets to be the good person and it just kind of evens up, right? Not right? Maybe my philosophy there is thawed. I can be kind. I can be patient. I can be not rude. I can allow the love of God to flow through me in each and every situation where in my own humanness I would fall short. But it's no longer I who live, Paul wrote. It is Christ who lives in me. Can't do this on our own. But because we serve a God of love, and because the God of love lives in us, we can love one another. We can love one another. We can do things that God wants us to do. We can fulfill callings that God has given to us. We can do things. You think I'm kidding about that whole September thing, don't you? Bringing somebody to church in September? I'm really not. I'm really thinking that'd be a good September thing. I mean, just stop thinking. If everybody in our church, one, came back to church, and then two, brought somebody with them, I think that'd be kind of cool, don't you? Have you seen the parking lot when we get out of church? That is my prayer. That parking lot has become my prayer. Yeah. When after Antioch is gone, that should be us. Yeah. And then some church somewhere in the years to come is going to say, hey, we want to use your facility. Sorry, we're full. We'll help you find someplace.
Make it part of what?
There we go. Say it. Yeah. That's my prayer. Say it. Well, If we all brought somebody, wouldn't that be good? That'd be good. See, wouldn't the love of God bring somebody to church? Yeah, don't start with friends and family. They're hard. Friends and family are hard. Save them for later. Yeah, strangers work good. That's true. That's true. You'd be amazed. Stop somebody on the street and ask them to come to church. You sometimes get better results than you get with family. Yeah, that is true. Okay. My philosophy is if I go bring somebody else's kids to church, then somebody will take my kids to church. That has always been my philosophy. Okay. Yeah, because my kids, see, we have time for one quick story. No, we don't. But I'm going to give it to you anyway. When my kids were growing up, I got into counseling. I still had a couple of the girls were still home. See, and so they were 13, 14, you know, and so I'd give them advice. Yeah. Yeah. And they'd say, Dad, you are old. You don't know nothing. I was a lot younger back then. You don't know nothing. I think people pay me a lot of money for my advice. And you won't even pay attention. Strangers pay me money. In the kingdom of God, it's kind of like that sometimes. Yeah. Go tell a stranger God loves them. They're dying to hear it. Do you know why our world is doing everything they're doing? Do you know why our world is so far out of control? Not because they hate God. It's not even because they question whether there is a God. Only a very handful of people actually question whether there is a God. And Michigan evidently has the highest rate of atheists in the nation. Lucky us. Yeah, I understand that with our Michigan winners. Just my personal opinion. That wasn't the word of the Lord. That's my personal opinion. Right? Yeah. But most people don't question whether there's a God. You should. I want you to try that this week. I want you to try that this week, okay? Just tell a stranger God loves him. Okay? Don't commit. I don't want any commitments. Commitments are bad. No, commitments are good. Try that this week. See what happens. God is love. God is love. Okay.
Joys and concerns. Chris Ann had a concern, but she didn't write it down. That's okay. We're just practicing. There's little cards right in your pew. Okay. See, yeah, if you got a place right in the back, you can just write it down, hand it to me, stick it in the prayer box. Okay?
Okay, get with it, Chris Mann. Okay, so Haley Grimm, a piano student, and I actually saw her brother and grandmother at the DeWitt Farmers Market. Haley had open heart surgery, and I just happened to see them, and she was just home doing well, recovering from open heart surgery.
Cool.
Amen.
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 As most of you know, our daughter Kate is home. I now ask you for your prayers for Kate and her friend Paul in getting their lives back together.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. We have time for one more joy, one more concern. Well, this is Shirley. This has to be a joy. That girl is always smiling. Always smiling.
I have a prayer request.
Oh, okay.
Well, joy. We had a joyful anniversary on Friday.
All right. Good. Mm-hmm.
But my mom isn't feeling well. She called me this morning. She hadn't been taking her blood pressure medicine for 2 weeks because it didn't come in the mail. And she was at the urgent care yesterday, and I'm just concerned. She's had some more strokes, so I'd like some prayer for her and her sister, Ernestine, who's in the bulletin. Today is her birthday, and we're going down to have a birthday celebration, and I talked to my cousin. They're giving it. Everything that could go wrong this morning has gone wrong. The power went out in the building. Her bed is operated by electricity. We have family that came from out of town. They threw away her teeth by accident. So, y'all, if y'all just please pray for me and my family, I sure appreciate it.
Okay.
Good to see you guys. How you doing? Okay, now, joys and concerns, we're going to do some changing, write them down. If you write them down and hand them to me, I will read them on Sunday morning at this time and pray. We're doing this strictly for time. This is the only reason we're doing this.
so we can get out of here on time, which is fair to Antioch, who comes in at 11:30. Okay, so let's pray. James. One more thing. Quick, James, quick. Okay.
Remember, I had said for you to help me pray get a job?
Yes.
I finally got one.
Yes, all right. All right. Oh, that's a miracle.
There we go. James got a job in the Michigan economy. All right. Good deal. So, okay. Let's pray. Father, thank you. You are so good, and you love us so much, and you care about us more than we can even comprehend. You love us. And we're just thankful, thankful for that. Why God would love us, I don't know. But thank you that you do. And so help us then to accept that love, recognize that love, and allow that love to flow through us to other people and touch other lives. Thank you, you're a God who cares, you hear prayer, you answer prayer, you provide jobs, you provide other things, and we just pray that for our prayer requests, the ones in the bulletin, a couple that were announced, the ones in our prayer box, the ones in our hearts, that you will intervene according to your perfect will, touch and heal and encourage and help and lead and guide and instruct and do whatever is needed to bring these people to where they need to be in you. Thank you for caring about us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for establishing a relationship with us. Thank you for teaching us to communicate with you through prayer. Thank you for teaching us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our closing hymn.
May grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. Amen.